This is Pedaling the Pueblo, a project of Living Streets Alliance connecting you to bicycle events and news in Tucson. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm your host, Sofia Moraga Franco, Bike Initiatives Coordinator at Living Streets Alliance, and I'm here today with my friend and co-worker, Benji Rouse, to chat about his introduction to bikes and how they've shaped his life. Benji, could you introduce yourself for us, please?
Hi, Buju. My name is Benji. I'm the Safe Routes Manager at Living Streets Alliance. I've been in the bike world and youth education world and youth development world for the last like 24 years or something.
Benji, I'm wondering if you can tell us about your first time riding a bike.
Yeah, I learned how to ride a bike when I was maybe like 7 or 8 years old, and then didn't ride bikes until I was, I think, like 18 or 19. I was working at Blockbuster Video. I had this beat up Honda Civic Wago van that had broken down on the side of the road. And while it was broken down on the side of the road, it like got shot. At some point, someone smashed the front window with a rock. And yeah, it was just in disrepair. And we had a crappy Walmart bike on the side of the house. Filled up the tires and had to bike a couple miles to Blockbuster Video to get to work. The first time I tried, I was so out of shape and really struggling. I rode up a hill and I felt really nauseous and I had to lie down for a couple minutes. And I was like, oh my God, I hate this. Riding bikes sucks. But it was like my only option. So, So I walked part of the ride, got to work all sweaty and didn't feel good. And then the next day I did it again. And over a few days, I kind of got in the rhythm of it, started to feel good. Eventually I got like a better bike and started to find ways to enjoy it. Not as an obligation, but also something I could choose. And then I got rid of my car and then I was just biking full time.
Since that time, what has your relationship with bikes been and how has it kind of evolved?
Where it really kind of captured me was when I was working at a drop-in center with unhoused young people, and I inherited a bunch of bikes and tools, and the drop-in center closed one day a week, and I replaced that closed day with a drop-in bike repair program, even though I didn't know bike repair really at the time. But we just had a bunch of bike repair books and a bunch of tools, and then I would work with like 10 to 15 kids per session. And we would just kind of like co-learn together how to fix bikes. And they really enjoyed it. And I learned a lot and kind of like helped educate one another. And over 2 years, I had like 200 young people go through that program, fixed a lot of bikes and really helped a lot of young people who had an urgent transportation need. For a lot of them too, I just saw like the joy on their face that they would have like a bike that was broken down and dirty and neglected. And then they fixed it up piece by piece and restored things and got things road ready. And then they'd go take it on these adventures by themselves. And they'd come back all sweaty and smiling and happy. And I had that same experience, you know, previously in my life. And so I just thought that was kind of a nice, elegant metaphor for the power that bikes can be. You know, they're like a simple tool, a simple machine that are more accessible for people with varying skills to repair and maintain. And they're nice and eco and they're self-powered and all that stuff. So I got kind of enchanted on a few levels by that experience. And just from there, that like really kind of brought bikes to be like a major focus in my life.
This has been an episode of Pedaling the Pueblo with your host, Soph, and guest, Benji. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. And to find out more about Pedaling the Pueblo, visit the program page at kxci.org.